After taking about 70% of the vote, Williams defeated his opponent, Diane Williams-Cox, and he says he wants to first thank supporters in his district, which runs through parts of Leon and Gadsden counties.
And secondly, I want to thank all my supporters and volunteers, everyone who waved a sign, walked the door. It's not just my win. It's a win for all of the folks who worked hard, all the folks who voted.
Resident Candace Gilbert says she was happy to vote for Williams because of his continued support for Florida A&M University and local government.
I really believe that he's a leader that's going to continue to provide support to all of the citizens of Tallahassee as well as Gadsden County.
In addition to Gilbert and many other supporters who congratulated Williams, the representative also got a call from newly elected Democratic gubernatorial candidate and former Republican Governor Charlie Crist. Williams next faces off against James Sinclair, a riding candidate, in the November 4 general election. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.